Let me take you back to Saskar. Back to a time about 10 months before the last time we were here. It's a festive time in the midwinter festives that is held every time this time of year. The snowflakes are just faintly falling from the sky. And you can see the harbor has frozen to ice at many places. And the boats are loaded up on docks, and everyone is dressed really warm with woolen cloaks. But it seems to be a very festive mood at the moment, and everyone is walking around with almost a smile on their face. You see different stands being set up as they're selling different cakes associated with the midwinter feast. And for you guys, this is one of the few times where you actually get a week off. A full 10-day off work to do whatever you want. And we're going to start this session off with Galen, Toby, Tempe, and Shirk, where you just woke up after a long 10-day cycle of work to this week where you're actually free to do whatever you want. You're free to leave the orphanage. You're free to wander the streets. You're free to pick up whatever you can with the few silver coins that you actually get for this week. So let's start there. What would you guys like to do?
Are hard drugs an option?
And welcome to Dan, guys.
I think you can only get glue.
That's dark.
I think Toby being 4 wouldn't be very autonomous, so to speak. I think he'd just grab Shirk by his arm and pretty much do whatever he wants to do.
Because when you wake up, you can see the socks that are hanging over the hearth, and you can see that they seem to be a little bit heavier.
I rush over.
You rush over, Creep?
Galen rushes
over. Oh, Galen, sorry. My bad.
Galen rushes in, rushes over.
And you feel it, and...
sorry.
Just as last year, it seems to be something in there. Something that has made the last year
cold.
Just bearable. It's cold from the coal mines, I'm sorry. But wow. Do you want to reach in?
Yeah, sure.
So you reach in and you feel 2 coins. And you take...
There's coins in there! There's coins in there! Come on over, guys!
Is it every sock?
I don't know.
And
do you want me to check?
Can I reach it? I can't remember how long. I wasn't that tall at this stage. I was like...
Poor little halfling that is like 8 years old.
I jump.
You're a quarterling right now.
Shirk the quarterling.
I was just going to do that joke, and I'm so jealous that you got there first.
Darn it. Great minds think alike.
Do I see a share or something I can pull up?
Yeah, you see a share.
I take it down for you. You don't have to get a share.
And you pick it up, and every single one of you, you grab your warm woolen sock from the hearth and just take it down. Tempe, you take Shirk's down. And you can see within them there's 2 silver coins. And this is the only time of year that you get paid. So this is the only salary you get, except for like food and housing. But
we got coins, guys. We got coins. We can buy stuff.
Drug money.
Says Toby, 4 years old.
We're deep voice on Toby.
What happened, Toby?
Where's the exorcist?
Too much glue.
He had a hard childhood. What am I going to say?
Toby's been obsessed with a demon.
Drug it's money. It's coal dust in his lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially it's winter, so it's cold dust.
Yeah.
No. Oh God, I'm so sorry. That was horrible. Line. Yeah, that was
so
horrible.
What did we call the winter festival? What's the name for it?
It's Midwinter Feast.
Midwinter Feast.
Yeah.
Is it like Christmas? Is it gift givings and food and Christmas
Are
trees?
Are there carols?
It's basically a celebration of the year coming to an end and the new one beginning. So it's right at the midwinter where winter's starting to go towards spring. So you celebrate like the entirety of this past year. So it's basically, if you're going to take it in like modern terms, it's basically like New Year's Eve and Christmas mixed together. So you're picking up the coins from each of your socks and yeah.
Sure. Did I also get coins?
Did anyone check his sock? I can't.
I reach up and I get your sock for you, Toby, and then Galen hands your sock over.
Is this mine?
Hi, it's yours. It's got the red dots on it.
It's got coins in it. Yay.
Two coins?
I think it's just one coin.
No. Oh yeah, two.
Maybe it's just one. Two. Maybe I no.
Roll a sleight of hand.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Towards a 4 year old.
Yeah.
But how though? I brought it down and I gave it to him.
All right, I won't. In the spirit of Christmas. In the spirit of Midwinter Feast, I won't.
It's good.
Oh, I also got two. Yay.
And you would know that at the town square in Seskar, the main square, there is like a lot of stands selling toys, selling like candied apples. You see, there's so much goodies and so much baked, just homemade breads, not gingerbreads, but there's some sort of like cinnamon stuff that's going on right there. And you would know that the town square is where it's happening. There's like different traveling
voice in every storm.
There's like bards coming from every part of the country, really, that just goes home if they came from Seskar, or they go home to the town they came from and just having a blast celebrating. And you usually see a makeshift stage that is put up in the town square as well, where the bards just sit around jamming and having a good time with each other, drinking like warm cocoa. And yeah. So you would know that is a
There's
good
warm
place to
cocoa?
Be. Yeah.
I'm getting one.
Okay, come on, guys. Shouldn't we? Yeah, I want to go see the bards.
Hey.
Yeah. Come on, Toby. Let's go.
Yeah, sure.
So, with a quiet giggle to this entire situation, you just got these silver coins to start this 10-day of pure joy. You're taking some very motivated steps towards downstairs. Walk down the staircase, and you can see House Mother Sophia is looking nice and tidy, and has a really nice sweater on her. And she looks upon you with a kind of gentle face.
Is it a knitted sweater?
It is.
Ooh. With colors?
No. It's gray.
Like a white nose sticking out of it?
Yeah, nibbling nose.
What?
Love your sweater, Sophia!
Thank you, dear Galen. I'm thinking you're going outside, or am I wrong?
We got coins! We got coins! We got coins!
I'm sure the little red cap gave you some coins.
I'm sure he did.
And I wink at her like, nudge, nudge.
She acknowledged it.
Toby is disturbed by this seeming understanding between these two elders.
Aww.
Is he not real?
Indeed. That is the question.
Of course he is.
The little red cap gave you 2 silver coins, Toby. You've been a good boy, haven't you?
I have. I've been trying to learn my letters and my numbers and my digging in the mines. I've been a very good boy.
I'm sure he digs that.
I hope so. It seems so.
Yeah. So
how would she know there were 2 silver coins in the sock, though?
Toby's not a smart kid.
Yet.
Toby's well read. He's not well versed in the way of the world.
Also, he's poor.
Yeah.
Word.
And she leans over to you, Shirk. So, what are you thinking about doing with these silver coins?
I think it's a good start. You know, it's good. I might keep them.
Are you saving for something special?
Yeah. You know, when I get parents, and there will be, you know, always good to have coin, I guess.
Hopefully, when you get parents, they will bring the silver coins to you.
Yeah, I hope so. If not, I just need to get more myself.
It's good thinking. And how about you, Tempe?
I want to see the birds, and I want to buy sweets, and there's candy apples, and I want to see the toys, and I want to see the birds.
That sounds like a good start, indeed. That's nice.
And we're going to meet a snowman, and we're going to have a snowball fight, and then we're going to, maybe we can go on a sleigh ride, and then we can see the birds.
That sure sounds like fun. It does.
I see a sleigh ride sometime in our future.
Hashtag sleigh ride.
It will be trending by this point. It will be trending, I guarantee it.
So hit us up with your favorite sleigh ride moment.
When did your family get seriously injured during sleigh rides?
Let us know on our Twitter. So, Galen, what are you thinking about getting with your coins?
Oh, I'm getting hot cocoa.
Ooh, that's a lovely... It's a lovely thing
with
this time.
With whipped cream.
The luxurious one. Yeah.
And a little cherry on the top.
Hopefully they'll have cherries.
Hopefully.
In the winter?
Hopefully?
Yeah, hopefully. It's winter. It's not that common, but they maybe have brought some back from the north. It's quite possible.
Lingon berries?
That's probably a safer bet.
I hope they have something red to put on the top.
I'm sure they have. At least maybe a little red cap.
Red cap?
Yeah, the symbol of the giver.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But can you eat that, though?
You sure make it with some kind of sugar, so...
Oh, yes!
I'm sure it will be fine. No, guys. Children, you should go out and play. You have earned this 10-day, and you better make the most of it.
Vaguely threatening.
The dog is he nearby?
Grump is actually not nearby at this state. He is not guarding or anything the front porch as he kind of is any other time of the year. But since this is a 10-day where you're actually free to go and do whatever you want, Grump is not present.
But they won't like lock the doors behind us and like enjoy your 10 days.
you have been been part of this, so no.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually a joyful time of year. You get a 10-day where you're where you basically can come and go as you please.
Sounds good.
Do we have any warmer clothes than our like rags that I imagine are like sackcloth shorts and shirt?
You have some very worn out. There's basically a little metal bucket standing in the main foyer with like pieces of like woolen rags.
Mm.
So it's basically you can borrow that.
Perfect.
Shoes. That's a big no-no, right?
Not anything specific towards, like, other than your usual, like, working shoes that it's just made from, like, yeah, small leather sole and, yeah.
Is it snowing?
It is. It's, gently the snowflakes are falling down from the sky and, there's, like, maybe 6-inch snow on the entirety of the ground. So, but it's not that cold. It's damn it, Fahrenheit versus Celsius. but
just guess. Take any number. Like it's 33
just
Fahrenheit.
Just below freezing.
Nice.
Wow.
There we go.
The queen of improvisation.
That's why she's the game master.
Yeah.
So I throw open the door and I run out into the street and I'm just waving to the others. Come on! I wanna go!
Yeah, we're coming.
And you run out jumping out. What would actually have you do a dexterity saving throw just when you run out the front?
Oh no, not again.
I'm gonna here get comes the splinter. A 4.
So you're saying, come on, and you see Tempe rushing out as she just slips on the front porch. That is very icy. And you don't take any point of damage, but you fall flat on the ground and just feel a little pain in the back. And you feel like, ouch.
But there's snow on the ground?
There is snow on the ground. Yeah,
yeah.
But it was seeming to be like a hidden, almost like a cover towards a more icier surface down below.
I whimper a bit and then I lay down, still like, oh, there's snow here, and I start making this snow angel, but it's gonna have just one wing because I only have one arm at this point.
You're making a fallen Asimar. That's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. A one-winged snow angel.
I'm putting some rags around my feet.
Okay.
I'm just blindly following Shirk at this point, not being that autonomous, being 4 years old. Yeah. Sets the tone for the rest of the adventure, I guess.
I can make you do anything I want.
Just standing there. Eye level with Shirk.
Yeah, we should be about the same height. Eh? No, I've been giggling a bit to what Tempe was doing. Like, first giggling of excitement, then giggling because she fell, and now giggling at the one wing snow angel. But yeah, Toby, let's go downtown. Let's see what's happening. Come on.
Yay! Being very excited.
So, every one of you put on rags, the woolen rags that are lent out to you, and you start heading towards the city, I guess? More towards the main center of the city. And you're taking the roads and you're watching everywhere where there have been decorations put up of like large wooden snowflakes hanging from the windows, hanging in arches over the houses from one side to another.
I imagine this got up this
like this the night before, so this is all new?
Yeah, probably, or maybe some days before, but you haven't really seen them yet, since you basically are used to going not in towards the city, but rather out towards the mines.
Tempi just basically walks with her mouth open and her eyes glistening and like takes everything in and is super excited, but basically vibrating.
Sure, look at all the things and the light and the people, and what do you want to do?
I think we should head towards the main square, you see what's going on there. And I know you got some coin and maybe you want to buy something, or I don't know what like, you like toys, right?
Yeah, I like things with wheels on them that I can drag behind me, and I like things with wheels on them that I can push in front of me, and I also like things with pictures on them that I can read.
Yeah, I'm sure they have something, right? Let's let's go and see. Are there any like toy stores, or would it just be these booths?
There will be traveling merchants that are just either coming home to celebrate with their families, or just knowing that Seskar is one of the larger cities. So there will be traveling merchants from like around the countryside that will get to Seskar for this main event to just know that there's coins to be had.
Yeah, so there's no like one place where you go, like
there's no Toys R Us. No. There's not.
Is there even any more in our world?
No.
Toys R Ye.
Wow. Right.
You're putting up the decorations earlier and earlier every year. Did you notice?
Yeah, this is in June, right?
Ye olde Thanksgiving is losing its luster.
So, getting into closer and closer towards the main city and the main square of the city, you start hearing different sounds of merchant, like shouting out different stuff. You can hear someone is shouting out, "Come here, get some toys, get some of the latest from all around Parthena," and you can hear another female that is just yelling out, here be candied apples, and you just hear different sounds. That is just a very festive mood. You hear laughter, you hear a good time, the closer and closer you get. And when you start coming, like, basically to the
towards everyone getting their dice in their hands, everyone was like,
no,
picking up the d20. Everyone won.
I'm gonna roll what Toby gets for Christmas.
I'm gonna have you all roll a perception check as you're entering the main square.
Because I was gonna roll about whether or not I found out that the obvious candied apple witch was an actual witch. She obviously is with that voice.
Come get your poisoned candied apples.
Perception check?
Yeah, perception.
13.
Jesus.
11.
Yeah, and just the ability modifier, right? Well,
yeah, that's a 3 for Tobes.
The little kid being mesmerized by all the jolly good spirits.
And the candied apple witch. Which disturbs him to the core.
He's like cowering behind Shurik.
All right, good to know. You getting to the main square. What do you want to do?
Like, I did a roll in between there. The only thing I really picked up from what Toby was saying was thing with wheels that he pulls behind him. So now I'm dead set on finding that specific item for him. So we go looking. Okay. What do we see?
You have different kind of stands here, so you can basically go around and take your time. But you got the obvious. It's basically like a carpenter that has put up like wooden toys, and you see very like different kind of craft, some being very like fast and roughly made, and some others that seem to be really put some time into. And other than that, you see the general goodies stands. There are several of them. And you can also see different kinds of flowering vendors that are selling the Winter Whispers and different kinds of flowers according to the winter.
Right. So understanding that two silver might just get us a crude pulling vehicle, I still want to go for the fancy stuff and try to haggle.
Sure.
So you got... And I'm spending his money at this stage, right? So I'm keeping mine for now, but we're going to try to get him some good fancy wheels.
Do you, every one of you or Shirk and Toby go up to the carpenter?
I think I'm pinballing between, like, stores.
Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, hang on. Look at that one. Oh, look at that one. Yeah. I'm by you for, like, 30 seconds, and then I'm at the next stall. And yeah. So.
And when you get up to this older gentleman that is sitting with a fairly crooked back and white hair, it's... neatly tied up in a man bun and with a quite large beard. No. Quite large beard. And you can see him sitting there and just with a knife carving into some wood and seems to be working on something to add to the stock. And he looks down on you.
Oh, hi there, little fella. What could I do you for?
Hi, sir. My friend here, he's kind of like my brother. He's looking for a vehicle of sorts. They even use that word. I wouldn't. What's a good word for a 8 year old to use when describing a
toy carriage?
Toy carriage, yeah. So we're just looking to buy a toy carriage for winter feast. Do you happen to have anything that you, like, pull behind you when you walk?
Oh, you're looking for a really nice carriage or cart to this fine kind of brother you have.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hi, sir.
Hi, little sir. How are you doing today?
I am very good. Thank you.
Sounds lovely to hear. It's in a festive mood, right?
Yes.
Yes. And you're welcome here. And unfortunately, we don't have a carriage like that you pull behind. But I have this. It's for... Usually they're for...
And he just bends down and he picks up a cart with leather straps that you tie to your shoulders and take around your shoulders. And it's basically like a cart, a miniature cart... that is supposed to make the kid or whoever is pulling it the horse.
It's getting all these weird images in the mind. So this wouldn't resemble anything we use in the mines, right?
No.
No. It wouldn't be like work after work. No. Bringing your work home. Jesus, I got all these weird images. So, right.
It's basically like a cart, a general like a horse cart, with two leather straps on the poles that are usually set around the horses, and then the leather straps are going up into tiny what's it called, the word for it, loops that is you're pulling over the arms.
I think it's for I have this many. Toby says and holds up his coins. Is that enough to get this?
I'm sorry, little friend. This is quite the fancy. This would bring you around one gold piece.
Toby immediately
starts. No. I hug him, you know, taking him, looking at the shopkeeper.
It's all I have, and I wanted someone. It's so pretty, and I like it, but I don't want it. I'm so...
Roll a charisma check.
Fuck this shopkeeper up!
You can roll with advantage because Shirk is helping you.
Yeah.
Oh. Holding him while he rolls.
It's pure charisma.
Yeah.
Using my normal.
Yeah, just your charisma modifier.
That's a bad one. That's a better one. 17.
17, Jesus.
Can I add some persuasion to this, or are we already in?
No, no. He got advantage because you're helping him. Okay, interesting. So he looks down on you, and with a sad just comes to him, and he's looking down, looking towards you, Shirk, as well, and I really want to help you because it's Midwinter Feast, and I don't want to be cruel to children, but it's a fancy one. I brought the wood from the West Shadow March. It's dangerous, and it's a very expensive wood. I'm sorry about that.
But it's so pretty, and I like it, and it's you showed it to me, and I won. I don't have any more.
Sir,
can't pay.
Sir, please, this is very important for him, and I promise you that next winter, I'll be free, and I'll come back, and I'll help you, and I'll work with you here in the booth. I'll work the whole winter feast. Next winter, this winter I can't, but next winter I will come back. I will work it off.
The problem is that I don't even know where I'm supposed to be next midwinter. Depends on the weather. It's a long way for me to travel.
I'll come find you.
I'm sorry, kids, but maybe we can work something out. Maybe we can. Some of my finer wood have been stolen. If you could try to find that, maybe we might be able to come to an agreement about this carriage.
Yes. We will find it. Where was it last seen?
Here.
Here, in the booth here?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, last night. But it's just disappeared. And the only thing that was left was a letter. And he just leans down and picks up a letter. And hands it over towards you and starts realizing that, do you want me to read it?
He can read. I can't.
I know A and B and C and some of the other ones.
You may have to read it for us.
Slowly opens the letter, looking upon you with a quite he's not an evil soul. He's very, very gentle, and he feels warm towards the entire situation. But he opens the letter and starts reading, and the only thing it says is when he starts. So basically, there is just this note, and it says,
I've got wood.
How long were you saving that one?
About 30 seconds.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
How do I make this interesting? It says, Red Cap's collecting. I don't want to know what it means. What do you mean Red Cap's collecting? Red Cap is giving.
So Toby, this might come as a shock to you, but Red Cap is not real. And whoever did this? No. I hold him again. Okay. It's gonna be fine. You had to find out sooner or later. But Toby, please. Toby, please. Toby, please. We want to get you this sleigh, this carriage, right? We want to get this carriage for you. And if that means we're gonna
ruining the whole sentiment of the festivities.
Okay, I don't have kids. I don't know how this shit works.
Well, I can tell you something. If your kid wants a Snickers bar, you don't tell him there's no Santa, but here's the Snickers bar.
Okay, would you rather...
Fuck you, Santa isn't real. I'll give you your carriage if you subscribe to capitalism.
Okay, out of character, I had to go either one of two ways, right? Either Santa stole the fucking wood, or Santa is not real. I chose the latter.
Because the mere idea of Santa having wood is...
kind of sexy, to be honest. I love a bear.
Yeah, but Red Cap isn't real. I didn't know
But
what? Toby brought me the coins.
Isn't it better that, like, if Red Cap was real and he did steal these things, wouldn't that make it worse? Or, like, we're trying to get you this carriage here. But if we don't. If you go looking for the real Red Cap and he stole this, then this is gonna be all, you know, it's gonna be worse than if Red Cap is not real. So sorry for telling you, but it's like that's really what's happening.
But maybe someone just pretended to be the Red Cap and just stole the wood just because they wanted it, but still the real Red Cap is real, nice, and gives me coins.
Yeah, sure. That could be the case. So yeah.
That would have been a better story to tell him.
Again, I do not have kids. I do not know how to handle these things.
Don't.
I won't. Thank you very much. All right. So, that being said, I turn to our friend, the shopkeeper. Did he have a name, by the way?
Yeah, he has the sign on his chest.
Did he tell us his name?
No, he didn't.
No.
But so, roll me a perception.
Oh, maybe he has a name tag.
Jeffrey.
17.
17? You look above the the stand. It actually has a sign on it. It says, Woody's Wood.
No!
So, at least it's not Woody's Got Wood, because that would be inappropriate.
Like most of this episode.
Word.
You know this box when you upload an episode? Does this episode contain explicit language?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, I don't think it has contained any explicit language as of yet. It might
inappropriate
actually...
Well,
language.
Fuck.
So I look up to the shopkeeper and, Woody, sir, we will find this man. Was there any trace, like anything else other than the letter there?
No, I'm sorry, but there seems to be a lot of stealing going around in different shops. You maybe could ask around and see if someone else have saw something.
Yeah, so, yeah, thank you.
But no worries.
Shirk, like, I don't think at this stage is he really. I don't think steel. Like, I did get tempted by the silver pieces there in Toby's sock at the beginning. But I don't think he's really thought much about stealing before. I think now it's kind of falling into place that people actually take things from other people. This is like an origin story. I'm hijacking this episode. No.
Lero Santa brought the thief into Shag.
Red cap.
True.
So, should we just do the rounds? I think, I'll take Toby under my arm and we'll just do
you
the...
And you go, start walking around.
Walking around and asking around, so...
Galen, Tempe, what have you been up to?
Let's start with you, Tempi.
As I said, I've been pinballing between the different stalls, looking at them, being amazed by them, and then running after the next, not really having the ability to stay in one place. I'm so excited, and I'm just... I think I stay a bit longer at the flowers, the winter whispers.
The winter whispers, yeah. And you can faintly hear, even though they have been picked up from the roots, you can faintly hear the...
That is so cool. So I think I stay a bit longer in front of that stall, and I run back to Galen.
In all this, you can make me a perception as well, because this seems like something Tempi would be interested in.
What? I printed this giant
wisdom
thing.
Wisdom.
But I...
Just add your wisdom modifier.
Yes, it's one. So, no, it's 15. Sorry.
15?
Yeah.
With a 15, this would be interesting to you. So you look into one specific booth, and you can see gears and cogwheels and different kind of mechanical structures that seems really out of place. So you basically see this gnome in front of you, and you see these mechanical toys almost walking around on the counter, and he looks down on you.
Well, hello there, little darling. What can I do for?
Oh, hello, sir. This is so cool. What are those? What's the thing? It's walking around.
On this one, it's he picks up the spider, and this one is a mechanical toy. And me and my wife, we built it.
It's so nice. How? And I go up on my toes and put my hand on the
counter.
I put my hand on the counter and just try to get a better look and. Like the biggest eyes ever, and like, oh, I've never seen anything like that. It's
you can
so
see this
cool.
Small,
how does it move?
You can see this small gnome is leaning over, and he seems to be standing on a chair on the backside of the counter. And he looks down.
Well, it takes some arcane use and manipulating it to getting it into this mechanical cogwheels that we make, and it's a quite fancy process that me and my wife is doing. It's very fascinating, isn't it?
It's really pretty. Is it alive?
Kind of. But
what's its name?
You can name it if you want to.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, it's a spider. Maybe.
See this the like pointed legs.
Oh, it's so nice. Maybe it's named. I think it's called Peter.
Peter. Huh. Yeah. Peter the spider.
Yes. Of course. I think that's right.
Huh. Did you hear that, Badger? It's Peter.
How much for it?
Oh. Since you named it very well, maybe you can take it with you. I'm in a good mood today.
Sure. Oh, that's so nice, sir. I can't pay you. I got some silvers from the rent cap. I have two.
Go
of them.
Find yourself some goodies with that.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, I'm gonna show it to my friends. It's so nice. They're gonna be so happy. Thank you.
No worries.
And I pick it up and I curtsy. I think would be the thing.
Curtsy.
Yeah, that's the word. And. I run a few steps and I turn around and I wave with my one hand and I turn around again and try go off running, looking for Galen and the boys.
And you find Galen. Galen, what have you been up to?
Galen's been searching for the hot cocoa drinks. And just as he finds them by a stand where a huge lady is boiling some milk and putting in the cocoa... And he's just about to hand her the two silver that they cost. And then something at the edge of his sight catches his eye. And it's a ribbon saleswoman. And he sees a red ribbon. And he just nose, it will fit perfectly in Tempi's hair.
I thought it was going to say the hot cocoa.
Don't.
I was like, it's not.
And he's standing there with his two silvers, like almost rubbing them against each other, looking at the cocoa, sniffing the cocoa. Oh, he's never smelled something quite like this. And the smell goes down almost into his tummy, and he puts the coins back in a pocket and goes over to the ribbon saleswoman.
I'm just going to ask a quick question just for reference. Is Gallum by this stage illiterate? Can he read?
Yeah.
I don't know. That is one reason.
No, why. You're 7 by this stage, I think.
Yeah. You're 4, I'm 5.
No.
8?
Clonk brain Gallant does not read by the age of 7.
So that would explain the hesitation of the two silvers that it actually cost. But if you would have been able to read, you would have known it's only 2 coppers for the hot cocoa. But you go over to the ribbon lady, and she greets you. Well, hello, little fella.
Hi there, mom.
I wouldn't say mom, but maybe you can buy a sweet ribbon for your mother.
Well, I don't have a mother. Or at least I don't think I do.
Well, that's so sad. Everyone has a mother.
Do I have a mother?
Somewhere, I'm sure.
Do you think I have a mother somewhere?
Yes.
A mother of my own?
Of course, dear. Everyone must have been born from somewhere.
But I think my mother was killed. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's so tragic, little fella. Maybe you can take this ribbon and put up in your hair to brighten your everyday
life. I have a friend. It would fit so well in her hair.
Ooh, fancy that. Is it a girl you like?
Well, she's my friend.
Maybe one day it will be more.
Friend zone.
So, would you have this lovely blue, or maybe the green one, or maybe perhaps in
the red one,
festives, we want to have the red one to match the red cap.
Aye, sure, yeah. Oh. But I'm a big boy. I know it's not real.
Oh, but he is real.
No, he's not. No.
Toby's ears just twitches in the distance.
Feel a disturbance in the force.
He's nowhere. He's nowhere nearby, but just a single tear streams down his cheek.
And she takes one of the red ribbons down from the light visual place that is hanging up, and she takes it down and gently place it in a box, so you would have the one silver?
I hold up the 2 coins. Do we always get a couple of coins for Winterfeast?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
It's always 2 silvers.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I hand her 1 silver.
Thank you, little friend. And I hope she's going to be very happy with the choice you made. And probably you should try to sway her in a different kind of direction, if you know what I say.
Nah, girls are icky.
Ooh, so you're into boys then? Well, nevertheless.
Most boys are quite God's icky as well.
She hands you the box and with a smile, just pat you on the head. And ruffle your hair and just... So, run along. And she greets the next customer. Oh, well, hello there, sir.
Hi, I would like something for my wife.
And you just start walking towards the others. And you gather up together. And you see Tempi coming back with some sort of metallic spider in her hands. And... Gallen is walking back with a box with a just something. Yeah, it looks like a golden wooden or carton box.
Well, hello there, and thank you so much for listening to Dungeons & Dice Appointments, a fantasy narrative in the world of Cymeria, created by me, Agnes Rupo, and set in the rules of D&D 5th edition by Wizards of the Coast. The music and editing is made by Marcus Linder, Andreas Lindstrom, and Agnes Rupo, with additional music and sound effects that is provided by freesfx.co.uk. To help us continue this narrative, we would really appreciate if you gave us a good review on iTunes and any other podcast player you're using. And with that said, I think everything is gotten down. So until next time, have a safe one.